M. Jackson, W266, DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Staples.
I'm Cammie McCormick. Former President Donald Trump has now left a criminal courthouse in Lower Manhattan after pleading not guilty to 34 counts of falsifying business records to the first degree.
President Trump, will you come speak to us, President Trump?
He refused to answer questions as he left the courthouse. He was arraigned on criminal charges stemming from hush money paid to a porn star during his 2016 campaign. WCBS-TV reporter Christine Johnson.
Donald J. Trump, the former president of the United States, is now formally a criminal defendant after turning himself in to the district attorney.
There was no mugshot, CBS News legal analyst Ricky Kleeman.
There have been a lot of sources who have said, well, the equipment isn't in that particular place to do the mugshot. Some have said, well, he's so recognizable. But others have said that they didn't want to do the mugshot because he was going to fundraise off of that mugshot.
CBS News correspondent Nancy Cordes with more.
If you look at his fundraising totals from the past few days, his team claims at least $8 million being raised over the past 3 days and counting. We won't know for sure until we see the financial filings, but it stands to reason that he's getting a lot of support and sympathy from his base right now.
Mr. Trump is expected to fly home to Florida and speak to the media tonight. CBS News correspondent Jim Krasula says there's a new focus on oil drilling in the Gulf of Mexico after a massive spill more than a decade ago.
13 years after the huge BP oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico, regulators and the industry have reduced some risk and deep water exploration in the Gulf, but many safety issues and concerns persist. That's according to a new study from the National Academy of Science.
The FDA now says it's possible this fall's COVID-19 booster may not be a match for the circulating strains. The CDC said today that more than 70% of Americans aged 16 and up have caught COVID. The Biden administration has announced another security assistance package to Ukraine. This latest, more than $2 billion, and consisting mostly of air defense systems and munitions. Thousands of white-collar workers at General Motors have taken company buyouts, and the automaker says it should avoid layoffs at this time. CBS business reporter Jason Brooks.
GM announced that about 5,000 corporate staffers have accepted its buyout offer, sticking GM with a $1 billion charge in the first quarter covering the severance package. The Detroit automaker earlier this year announced it was planning to slash costs by $2 billion over the next 2 years. Despite strong sales to close out 2022 and an 18.
Staples stores provide innovative products and services for small business, remote workers and learners, even teachers and parents. Explore more at your local Staples.
A progressive voice from Manitowoc to Janesville. WAUK 540 AM. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
For Civic Media, I'm Jane Matnair. Here's what you need to know. Keep your eye on the weather. Two rounds of storms expected to roll through Wisconsin tonight into tomorrow. The National Weather Service says the Milwaukee area could see hail and strong winds. Madison and Waukesha could also get hail with winds up to 60 miles an hour. Many Wisconsin villages and cities have referendums on today's ballot to pay for emergency medical services. The Wisconsin Office of Rural Health expects 38% of communities will have to go to a referendum in the next year to pay for EMS, which towns are required to provide by law. In villages and cities, the service is technically optional, but most do have some emergency services. If the referendums don't pass, communities will have to make spending cuts or contract services from other neighboring municipalities. That means response times could be much longer. I'm Jane Matnair. This is Civic Media News.
Hey everybody, how we doing? I'm Charlie Behrens, inviting you to join me Saturdays and or Sundays at noon. It's a horse apiece, whatever you decide. We're doing the Cripes Cast, where we talk to people for and or from the Midwest, and it's more fun than a six-pack of Jolly Good. Okay, the pride of Random Lake, that Jolly Good is. Anyway, it's on your Civic Media station and the Civic Media app. And do me a favor, yeah, tell your folks I says hi. Okay, real good.
The Shaw 101 FM, your fix for progressive talk from Butler to Windlake. Always streaming at waukradio.com. Warning, listening to the devil's advocates may expose you to opposing views.
It's scary. Maybe I am coming a little bit more over the left, but...
Well, it's not left, it's good governance, Steve.
It's good to be exposed to different ideas, and I do appreciate that you do put that out there on the airways, because a lot of times where you just get a little soundbite of this or a little bit of that, and that's the end of it. You're to be commended for that.
Dave, I'm glad you finally come around to commending the greatest radio show ever, man.
Follow the devil's advocates on Facebook and Twitter.
Max Inc. Radio with Dennis Graham from Rockonson.
Appreciate all the support of Mad Radio 92.7. By the way, a tip of the hat to Civic Media. That was a great article in the Cap Times by Paul Fanlon. You guys got a great model that you're growing around the state, local interest with radio stations throughout these different markets. And a tip of the hat, and you're focusing on local music, and nobody's doing it. So great job.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday night, 6 to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM, Wisconsin's home for rational talk radio.
Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Sooner or later, gotta cut you down.
Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct, coming to you statewide on Civic Media. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. Going right to the front lines of history in the making, and a lot of it was made today, and what was made today is going to be in the history books 100 years from now. But before we get to Donald Trump's arraignment, I want to say one final word about the state Supreme Court race today. Right now, it's a little after three. You have almost 5 hours still to vote. If you haven't voted, get down there and vote. Now, I know in some areas it's raining, in some areas it's not. And there's talk of this kind of storm and that kind of storm. Not enough to keep you away from voting. Just get down there and vote. You have almost 5 hours to do it. This is going to be potentially a very close race. It's very, very high turnout. We don't want turnout dampened, driven down by weather. So out there and vote. Janet Protasiewicz against Dan Kelly. It's very, very simple. Janet Protasiewicz has said, the day after I'm sworn in, bring a fair maps case, a gerrymander case. Those maps are rigged, and we are not going to put up with them. And she'll be on the court for 10 years. And if you want to get rid of gerrymandering, as I do, I don't care if you're a Democrat, a Republican, or an independent, you want fair maps. And fair maps, that's the heart of democracy. And the second thing she said was, in 2024, whoever wins the election in Wisconsin, I'm certifying that person as president. What did Dan Kelly say about these two things? He said, I'm not going to touch gerrymandering. It's a political question. And then he snickered. Well, yeah, it's a political question because the gerrymandered legislature, which supports him, the Republicans, gerrymandered themselves, and now they keep gerrymandering each other. It's endless. It's an endless loop. Every 10 years, another gerrymandered legislature gerrymanders themselves. And unless you have judges up there who are going to restore fair maps, we're continue not to have democracy in this state. Democrats in 2022 got 53% of the legislative vote, state legislature, and they got one-third. They got over half the votes, but one-third of the seats. That's not democracy. That's commie government. And it comes right down to this. If you want democratic government with a small d, by that I mean a democracy that our founding fathers envisioned, vote for Janet Protasiewicz. If you want commie government, kind of Putin government, Z government, Asian African government, then you vote for Dan Kelly. And I don't think anybody really wants that, who's a true American in this state. Donald Trump, There was a lot going on. I'm going to get into it right now. He finally appeared. He was arraigned. That means he's going to issue and enter a plea to the charges against him at about 2:15, 2:20 New York time. That's 1:15 or 1:20 our time. I watched the whole thing. A couple of initial orders. The judge said you could not have TV cameras in the courtroom. You could have a handful of still cameras for the newspapers, and then they had to leave. So a couple of pictures went out of Trump sitting there at the defense table. There was no mugshot, but mugshots are circulating on social media. They're false. They're Photoshopped. There was no mugshot because he's so well known. There are plenty of pictures of him. They didn't need it, but he will fundraise off a fake mugshot. He will fundraise off a fake mugshot. They let cameras in the hallway. They shot him. They put him on TV on the way in. The press was permitted in the courtroom. They could bring their phones and laptops, but they couldn't use them. So what happened was various reporters would come out after it was over and give a verbal report on air, which was appropriate. There were 34 counts, and they were all felonies. That surprised everybody. No misdemeanors, all felonies. 34 counts. I'm going to go through a couple of them now. I've not seen a written copy. They were summarized, and I saw it just before we went on the air. Written copies will be circulated while we're on the air. Part of it was a conspiracy involving Trump, obviously Michael Cohen, but also a fellow, sadly, I mean, believe it or not, his last name is Pecker. That's his name, P-E-C-K-E-R, Mr. Pecker, who owns the National Enquirer, big Trump supporter. And what he would do is buy up stories that would have hurt Trump and kill them. It's called catch and kill. That's in the indictment. The major catch and kill, of course, was Stormy Daniels. But there were several others which I did not know about. I knew sort of about one, Karen McDougal. She was a model Trump had an affair with, and she got paid, too. The thing that sort of blew me away, and I want to read the whole indictment because it wasn't all summarized, but Ari Melber of MSNBC was reading it, and he said, my God, what is this? Trump paid $30,000 to the doorman of his apartment building to buy up and kill a story from the doorman who said that Trump had a child out of wedlock. Well, I've never heard that. Maybe the doorman was lying, maybe he wasn't. But Trump was worried about it enough, he paid him $30,000. Now, these are all falsified business records, and they're all part of a conspiracy with the National Enquirer. And it had nothing to do with sparing Melania Trump's feelings. The allegation and the complaint, I should say it's an indictment, but that's a criminal complaint, was fraud, and to pull a fraud on the 2016 election and catch and kill these stories. A couple of other things that were interesting. New York law says that the defendants have 45 days from today to file any motions for change of venue, to dismiss, or whatever. And then the prosecution would have the same amount. That's frequently changed and waived in complex cases. I don't know if this is all that complex, but guess what? The next court appearance is going to be December 4. December 4? Was it 8 months from now? I assume that is going to be the decision date on the motions, and a trial will then occur. The judge apparently, because remember, this is all coming from reporters who sat in there and verbally described when they came out into the hallway what went on. But there was talk about a January hearing or a trial. Let me tell you something. One of the reasons that this should have been brought a lot earlier, in August, 5 months from now, 4 months from now, the first debates in the Republican Party for their primary, for their election, for their nomination, are going to be held here in Milwaukee. And why is that? Because there's a rule in the Republican Party. It's not a law. Each party can make whatever rules they want. they have their first debate in the city where the convention will be held. And that will be held in Milwaukee. So this, there won't even be a hearing in this case till December 4. And this guy is going to be debating in August. The judge tentatively bounced off January as a trial date. Well, January for the Iowa caucuses, at least in the Republican Party, the Democratic Party is not recognizing caucuses anymore. But a lot's going on in January and February. And then you have New Hampshire and South Carolina. I mean, so part of the problem with delaying the prosecution in this thing is that it's really, and it bumps against his coterminous with the campaign. With the campaign. Then there was a warning on the things that Trump has been saying, leading the prosecution to want a gag order or at least a protective order on what he did. All right, I'll give you some examples. Prosecutor got up and said, look, this defendant here has posted a picture on True Social, which is his social media arm, swinging a baseball bat at Alvin Bragg's head. That is a threat. That is a threat of physical harm to the prosecutor. He said that if he is prosecuted, there will be, quote, death and destruction. There'll be World War III. He attacked and threatened the wife of Alvin Bragg, believe it or not. Alvin Bragg has gotten death threats. He called Alvin Bragg an animal and a psychopath. He has attacked the judge, saying he's biased and that the judge himself hates Donald Trump, which is false. The judge does not hate Donald Trump because, frankly, from everything I've heard in the report, he handled this thing pretty well. So he turned to defense. So what do you say? And the defense counsel are the biggest mouths and the most insincere people I've ever heard. I heard them give their response outside in a press conference, but in court, they said, well, Michael Cohen's been shooting his mouth off. This one and that one's been shooting his mouth off. Trump had to respond. Yeah, but he didn't have to respond, but with a baseball bat to the prosecutor's head, to ginning up people to threaten the prosecutor with death threats and the wife, and to talk about death and destruction in World War III, or to call the prosecutor an animal and a psychopath. The judge said, I'm concerned. I've got to tell you. I'm concerned because there is going to be discovery that's turned over to the defense. All the transcripts for the witnesses will be turned over to the defense. All of the documents that the prosecutor has will be turned over to the defense. They'll get the whole thing. And the concern is that Trump will take these, post them selectively on social media, the way Tucker Carlson did, remember, with the January 6th tapes? Say, oh, look at these peaceful guys walking down the hallway type thing. And they may do that. Going to a break. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more after the break. Do not go away. I see you on the lines. I'll get back to you right after the break. God's gonna cut you down. Tell them that God's gonna cut you down. Tell them that God's gonna cut you down.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Hey there, fellow working class heroes. I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show. And we are now on the air in Waukesha. Live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw. Turn on, tune in, and help us rebuild the American dream. Check out our website at TheRickSmithShow.com. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk. Weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw. Back out.
Pat, I feel like all the women we have on our show, like our co-hosts, always get too famous for us. And then
I would just like to think that we are fertile ground from which they can blossom. We are the manure from which they spring.
The manure from which they spring. I was going to say holding fort, but I think your metaphor is way better.
Up North News Radio with Pat Krylo airs at its new time from 6 to 8 a.m. weekdays across Civic Media.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Isolated thunderstorms likely tonight, otherwise cloudy skies. Lows dip down to about 43. Winds out of the southeast, 10 to 20 miles an hour. Scattered thunderstorms likely tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 70. Mainly sunny skies and calm. Mainly clear skies and quiet again tomorrow night. Lows dip down to about 29. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 43 degrees.
A progressive voice for rural Wisconsin. WAUK 540 AM. Always streaming at WAUKradio.com.
Back to Matt the Director. Lines are open. 844-967-2789. We're about to go to the lines. One more thing I want to say. One of the lawyers for Trump, Joe Tacopina, has a conflict. He had prior talked with Stormy Daniels and with Stormy Daniels' lawyers. It wasn't clear if he was going to represent her. So he would not be able either to be of record in this case for Trump, or at least not to cross-examine Stormy Daniels. Going to the lines. David of San Francisco, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's in your mind today, David?
Oh, how are you, Matt? The first thing I was going to raise on this is Trump is a welfare cheat. He's trying to have the taxpayers pay for his tryst with Stormy Daniels. He tried to write it off on his legal expenses as a business expense. And apparently, what was this, 5 years ago, 6 years ago now? 7 years ago, in fact, so that he has had an interest-free loan from the U.S. government, the taxpayers, on $130,000. And so when you start looking, I think I was doing a comparative analysis of how much a woman getting welfare for one child per year, they get about $25,000 a year. And so he got the equivalent of 5 years of welfare for one child in a single tryst, by writing it off on his taxes. So I've been calling the right-wing shows and reminding them that Trump is no better than a welfare cheat. And and so he's trying to get an army to protect his right to be a welfare cheat. And the second thing I was going to ask, if I understand right, is today's election day out there, right?
It sure is, David. It's a very big election, my friend.
Yeah, the Supreme Court. Now, do I remember right that one of the candidates, the Republican candidate, was he one of the fake electors in the 2020 election?
Well, Daniel Kelly was the lawyer for the Republican Party that helped them orchestrate it, that advised them how to do it. And that's a major issue out here. The other major issue is he was on the payroll of the Republican Party up until December, even after he announced for the Supreme Court. So it's a very, very key issue, and it's very much front and center. But I want to respond to what you said, David. Thank you so much for calling in. What David is raising, and this is very, very important, I did not go over with everybody all 34 counts of this indictment, because it was handed in writing to the reporters about 8 minutes before I went on the air. But what David is raising is there are tax fraud allegations in there that are felonies, tax fraud allegations and conspiracy allegations. So a lot of this, they're going to bring a motion to dismiss. Okay, that's great. They bring a motion to dismiss the 34 counts. Maybe the judge dismisses some of them. But it's going to be very hard for that judge to dismiss a tax fraud count, because it's black letter law that if you're anybody, much less the CEO of a company, much less the president of the United States, much less anybody like him, that you fly a mistress on an airplane somewhere and you go off and you go to a resort and you do this and that and you write it off as a business expense. That's flat out fraud. There was a congressman in California who went to prison for that. And so it's very, very difficult for this judge to say, no, we're just going to get rid of that one. And frankly, the rest of them, Alvin Bragg is a lot more guts than I realized. Alvin Bragg did not bring any misdemeanors. Alvin Bragg brought 34 felonies in to give Trump his due. He pled not guilty to each one of them. But stand by, folks. I'm not kidding. This is a very, very serious case. And everybody who said to me, and I want to talk now about Mar-a-Lago, but if anybody, everyone, if I had a nickel for everybody who said to me, yeah, Matt, you know, why to start with this case? There are all these other more important ones. Every case is important. And I'll tell you what, 34 felonies with tax fraud and conspiracy is very, very important. Now, let's go to Mar-a-Lago. Thanks for calling, David. Let's go to Mar-a-Lago. New developments in Mar-a-Lago. And this, in my view, may result in another prosecution. I'd been very, very skeptical, very cynical. But it turns out that there has been testimony to Jack Smith and a testimony. He's a special prosecutor by lower level people. In other words, not Trump and not his lawyers, but people like a chauffeur, perhaps. They use the word valet. I don't know. What was he handing his toothbrush in the morning? What does he think? He is the King of England or something? Whoever that was, and Secret Service agents, who said that after the subpoena came in, Trump wanted to see the documents, and he went through them, and he said, well, you can give him this one, but now I'm keeping this one. You can give him this one, I'm keeping this one. Then when they turn the stuff over that they did turn over, they go, we certify that this is everything. And he himself had gone through it. You know, up till now, he said, oh, well, you know, I didn't go through it. Somebody else, he's got to be very, very careful about a perjury charge there and an obstruction charge, and that is going to hang over him. Then the final thing, the final straw that breaks the camel's back, he apparently showed them to his donors. He'd have a donor party, and then he would pull the stuff out and say, look at here, the nuclear secrets. For the love of Pete, I thought the guy had a little more, he was greedier than that. Maybe he wasn't greedier than that. Thought he sold them to the Russians. Although Putin has said, Putin's a lying son of a gun. Putin has said he's already seen the documents. Maybe for once he's telling the truth. Trump keeps praising him. Trump keeps baring his throat to him, a Great Dane against a Chihuahua. Here's my throat. I'm submissive to you. You servile. Bad news. But he showed them to his donors. They sit around and chuckle. You know, if you're a donor to a guy, I don't care who it is. Guy goes, here, I want to show you some classified documents. You know what you do? You knock a glass of water over so everybody remembers you did that, and you get the heck out of there. You do not sit there and listen to this stuff. I'll tell you what. I think it's very possible he gets prosecuted now for Mar-a-Lago. He showed them to his donors, and he had the Secret Service and his employees come in, and he went through them, kept some out, and then he lied and said he turned them all over. Going to a break. The lines are alive. I see you on the lines. Do not hang up. I'll get back to you right after the break. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after you.
The Shah 101 FM, Franklin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
CBS News Special Report. Former President Donald Trump has been arraigned in a criminal courtroom in Lower Manhattan. Here's CBS News correspondent Scott McFarlane.
Donald Trump has just pleaded not guilty to 34 counts of falsifying business records in the first degree. Wearing his suit and his red tie, spoke in a pretty loud voice when he said, not guilty.
He's now left the courthouse. Trump was arraigned on charges stemming from hush money paid to a porn star during his 2016 campaign. scene. There was no mugshot, CBS News legal analyst Ricky Kleeman.
There have been a lot of sources who have said, well, the equipment isn't in that particular place to do the mugshot. Some have said, well, he's so recognizable. But others have said that they didn't want to do the mugshot because he was going to fundraise off of that mugshot.
Mr. Trump is expected to fly home later to Florida, speak to the media and supporters later tonight. CBS News Special Report, I'm Cammie McCormick.
News in a Moment is brought to you by Janet Protasiewicz for Wisconsin Supreme Court. Vote for Janet today. Paid for by Janet for Justice.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. The most expensive state Supreme Court campaign in American history ends today as voters choose between conservative Dan Kelly and liberal Janet Protasiewicz. The vote will decide if the court leans left or right for the next 2 years. That matters because the High Court is expected to rule on abortion and voting rules in the near future. Civic Media's coverage of election returns begins tonight at 8. The Budget Writing Joint Finance Committee continues its work without hearing from the head of the Department of Public Instruction. Jill Underly says she's surprised by the snub. Governor Evers is proposing the largest spending increase on education in Wisconsin history at more than $2.5 billion. In sports, the Brewers host the Mets tonight. The Bucks are at Washington. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Daniel Protasiewicz for Supreme Court. Ladies need to rally up and use your voice. Should be a woman's choice to make decisions for your body. Vote Daniel Protasiewicz for Supreme Court. Spread the word around and protest us all vote. We need someone to represent and give us all hope. For public safety and protection rights of all people. Daniel Protasiewicz guarantees she treats us all equal. Let's vote.
April 4th, 2023. Daniel Protasiewicz for Supreme Court.
Paid for by Janet for Justice.
Accidents can be life-changing, no matter how careful you are. But with Gingras Thompson and Walks, you're not alone. For decades, they've been fighting for the rights of people just like you. They'll let you focus on your recovery while they handle the legal complexities. If you or a loved one has been hurt or killed due to someone else's negligence, contact them now. You may deserve compensation.
All in to win, Gingras Thompson and Walks, GTWLawyers.com.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
The Devil's Advocates.
Jake from Milwaukee, you get the last word this hour.
Okay, well, Trump is totally innocent. But it's obvious that George Soros, Nancy Pelosi, BLM, with Antifa, and then Hillary's emails, with Hunter Biden's laptop, gas, high, Afghanistan, cut and run. I rest my case, Truth.
What about Benghazi, Jake? You forgot Benghazi.
I'm sorry. And Benghazi, I rest my case.
Follow the Devil's Advocates on Facebook and Twitter.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot of you on the line. We're going to take you in order. Do not go away. We're going to start with Jean of Eau Claire, my friend. Thanks for calling, Jean. What's in your mind today?
Well, thank you so much, Matt, for taking my call. A lot going on today. You know, the action figure, the character, the symbol named Donald Trump is a clear and present danger to our democracy and to our country. Now, Trump on his own is weak, not very smart, and a great actor. And he has been empowered, and he gets his power by the people that surround him. And the people that are in our government right now, Marjorie Taylor Greene, Stiles, Tiffany, those other characters are the ones that are empowering Trump and the people around him. They give him legitimacy. Trump don't get it on his own. Because remember, when Trump ran in Wisconsin, he was not the front runner. Not at all.
Right.
But then when he won, he started batting everybody around. He gained power, and he just totally leveled those people. And
you're making a good point. Yeah, Gene, you're making a good point. And I think that the main point is that he can't do this on his own. And it's not just a base that he's being that's bamboozled by him, but he has very serious people, members of Congress and others who are propping him up, and they are betraying the country. And it starts with the congressional delegation here in Wisconsin. It starts with Ron Johnson and this Brian Stile down in Janesville, who's trying to subpoena Alvin Bragg to try to stop the criminal prosecution of Trump. It goes to Tiffany, and it goes to all of them. You're making a very good point, as always, Gene. Thanks for calling. Bill of Oconomowoc, my friend, you're next up to bat. What's in your mind today, Bill?
Well, Matt, the call roll over. I remember when you said that.
You're cutting in and out, Bill.
Okay, is this better or not?
Yeah, it's better.
Okay. Anyhow, you called it right with the attorneys rolling over. But here's what's about to happen. I think everybody knows it. Kids, get your notebooks. There's going to be a lot that's going to happen in fall. Look what with Georgia. Look at all the other charges. This is the beginning, not the end. I don't know how many counts. I don't know how many indictments. This guy, I think, is shaking his boots. And all his buddies, even here in Wisconsin, this is not good for them. This could be the beginning of something huge. I hope it is. Thanks, Matt. Keep up the good
job. Thank you, Bill. And you're right. I mean, down in Mar-a-Lago, the guy's been showing these secret, top secret documents to donors. And then he personally went through the boxes, plucked out what he wanted, turned the rest over, and said he'd given him everything. I mean, that's a felony, okay? That's a flat-out felony. We're going back to the lines. A lot of them do not hang up anybody. Andy of Beaver Dam, my friend, you're next. What's in your mind today, Andy?
Well, Matt, this is, I don't want to use the word convoluted, but the thing to do, it's hard to grasp for normal people what they're trying to prove in so far as they're talking about writing checks and hiding stuff. You know what they intended to do and not intended to do, and then the fact that this thing won't even come up till, like you say, in December. I agree with you and Bill that this will come. I think the other things in Georgia and the, you know, that we need that stuff to come up soon also. So it's to kind of put the cave in on the whole deal as far as his ability to run again in 24. I think that
hold on for a second. Here's the deal. I know what you're saying, and all these other ones are going forward. But if you read this 34 count indictments, which you will have a chance to do, part of it is tax fraud. He would fly Stormy Daniels and then this Karen McDougal and then this 30 grand of the doorman, for Pete's sake, for killing the story on his kid out of wedlock, which I'd never heard before. You can't fly Stormy Daniels or that type of thing to a resort, have a good time, and then deduct it on your taxes and have the taxpayers pay part of it, saying it was a business expense. That's a flat-out crime. That's tax fraud. And conspiracy to commit tax fraud is a crime. And so of all the rest of these things that are on there, he and this fellow, Mr. Pecker, who is the owner of the National Enquirer, he would take everybody who had something bad on Trump, they'd pay him money, and they'd sell the story to Pecker, and then Pecker would kill it. It's called catch and kill. That's a very substantial criminal charge. That's a very substantial indictment. Thanks very much for calling, Andy. Tom of L.A., my friend, you're next. What's in your mind today, Tom?
Hey, Matt. First off, we the people ultimately are the government, and we must never forget this. And it's we the people who can be self-governed, not someone that is going to be government that's going to tell a woman what to do with her body. Not a tyrannical government that's going to tell people where it is that they can pick the voters rather than the voters pick the the representatives. So please, I implore everybody in the whole state of Wisconsin, take back the state. It is time. Take back your state. If you're tired after work tonight, just remember, you're going to have 10 more years of a Scott Walker type of situation if you don't get your asses out and vote. Get out and vote, and get out and make sure your neighbors vote.
Right.
Vote.
We have four and a half hours, Tom. We know we've been plugging this thing for a long time. Right. Thanks a lot for calling, Tom. I really appreciate it. Tom of McFarland, my friend, you're next. What's in your mind today, Tom?
Hello, Matt. Quick question for you. I know that the Department of Justice has that guideline about not indicting a sitting president, but I know Trump, he's going to try and extend this out as far as possible. What's the guideline for a trial of a sitting president?
You know, that's a good point. I don't, if he extends it that far, I don't think this judge will let him do it. But here's an interesting thing. Back about 100 years ago, 95 years ago, there was a mayor of Boston named Curley, and he was a crook, but he was very popular. And so he would take bribes and contracts. And in one case, he gave a contract to one of his buddies in a construction company. They ran a sidewalk out into a forest, and it didn't do any good, and the mayor got bribed. The mayor went to jail. The mayor got reelected in jail. Okay. However, that's the mayor of Boston. That is not the president of the United States. There's no law. If he's the president of the United States and he has already been indicted, he has to go to trial. You'd like to think, Tom, that people would not vote for a guy who is under indictment. You'd like to think that. And I'm very confident that Joe Biden can beat him. But you're right to raise the thing. He's going to keep appealing. And then in December, when this judge turns down his demand to dismiss the indictment, he's going to appeal it to the Court of Appeals in New York. And that takes another year. At some point, these appellate courts have got to say, rocket docket, call it a rocket docket. You get 3 days to write a brief. The other guy gets three. And then we have oral argument the day after that. Instead of you have 4 months to do it, the other guy has 4 months to do it. But you're right. This guy will delay, 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 delay. That's his MO. We got to stop him doing that. But in the Mar-a-Lago indictment, which I think is looking more likely now, you can't just show top secret documents to your donors so they can get off on it and they can think they're important. All right. You can't do that. You can't go through the documents personally yourself, grab some out, give the rest to the FBI and say you've given them everything. That's a very, very obvious felony. And that will go a lot quicker than the state. Well, thanks for calling, Tom. Wisco Paul, my friend, you're next. What's in your mind today, Wisco Paul?
Hey, thanks for taking my call, Matt. It felt very good going into the voting place and voting for Judge Janet and voting no on the referendums. I have three of them up here. What did can I ask you a question? This is a quick one. Al Capone, he went to prison for tax evasion, correct?
Right.
So how can Trump drag this out like this? I don't get it. I mean, it's just, and all the other things he did, just the thing in Georgia, you know, if just trying to take votes away from somebody, I don't understand. You know, that's the most serious thing you could do to anybody trying to flip an election, you know? So, about every other subject on this Trump thing is, been discussed here, but for goodness sakes, just taking votes away is a reason enough to go to prison. All right. Thanks, Matt.
Yeah. Thank you, Paul. You know, one of the commentators just before I went on the air at the hearing, the arraignment out there, it was an interesting. He said, you know, normally when a judge has to admonish a defendant for posting a picture of him hitting the DA in the head with a baseball bat, talking about death and destruction in World War III and calling the DA an animal, calling the DA a psychopath, threatening the DA's wife and threatening the judge. Normally, that's a mafia case. Normally, it's a jihadist case. Normally, it's a cartel case. It's normally organized crime of some sort. We are talking about a former president of the United States who is now running again and is ahead in the polls in the Republican primary. How bad is that? That he's acting like the mafia. How bad is that? And the judge said, one of the things I'm concerned about is the effect that this may have on juries and the effect that this may have on witnesses. In Milwaukee, for instance, there's a terrible problem with gang members being arrested and then having their buddies issue threats to witnesses saying, we will kill your family if you testify, and they disappear. That's very difficult to handle. In the El Chapo cartel case, and in a lot of the other cases like that, they keep the jury secret, the name secret. Then the jury is loaded on a bus and driven a ways to a parking lot, and nobody can follow them so they can go home. This is pathetic that we're talking about this about a former president of the United States. This is not El Chapo. Or is it? I mean, it's just as serious. And I'll just tell you what. This judge is no nonsense. And I think Trump gets the point. If he keeps this up, and if there are threats against witnesses, court personnel, if Michael Cohen and Stormy Daniels and Pecker, if something happens to him, where's the case? Don't vote for this guy. I don't care if you're a Republican. You can't have this kind of conduct. And not only that, not only can't you have this kind of conduct, somebody mentioned, Al Capone. Al Capone had murdered people all over Chicago. That did not just, the tax fraud thing didn't just happen by accident. He murdered witnesses, so that's the only thing they could get him on. And I'll leave you with a final little tidbit, which you won't believe. Have you ever gone in and out of O'Hare Airport? You heard of O'Hare Airport? Named after Butch O'Hare, World War II, Medal of Honor winner, gave his life for his country in World War II. A wonderful man. Guess who his father was? His father was Al Capone's lawyer. So in this country, we don't have aristocrats breeding aristocrats. Sometimes we have criminals breeding Medal of Honor winners. Okay, this is America. God bless Butch O'Hare. He was a great veteran. The lines are alive. I see you. I will get back to you right after the break. Do not hang up. 844-967-2789. And just remember this with Donald Trump. We take no pleasure out of this. He was a former head of state as well as head of government. But the law applies equally to everybody. And he cannot be permitted to threaten the prosecutor, the judge, and witnesses. Back after the break.
Ends out for the tie that binds. Because you're mine, I walk the line. Because you're mine, I walk the line. Because you're mine, I walk the line.
On Tuesday, April 4th, we have a chance to elect people who will do the right thing for Wisconsin and for Waukesha. We need experienced leaders we can trust. Vote for Janet Protasiewicz for Supreme Court, Fred Stram for Waukesha County Circuit Court, and Diane Voigt for Waukesha School Board. Janet, Fred, Diane, because we can trust them. Vote on April 4th. Your vote and your voice matter.
Paid for by Blue Sky Waukesha.
And now, a special message from Charlie Behrens of the Cripes Cast.
How in the heck are you? It's me, Charlie, here to remind you that on April 4th, there's a huge election going on in Wisconsin. It's for the Wisconsin Supreme Court. Now, it's a divided court, so the winner of this election is going to help determine the future of Wisconsin. Be part of that decision. Go to myvote.wi.gov to figure out your polling location and also what ID to bring. Again, myvote.wi.gov. And watch for deer.
Bud Tussle is proud to be the major sponsor on Civic Media for the biggest spring election being followed all over America. Bud Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you. Call today, 877-227-0924.
Here's today's STEM tip.
Don't throw out that old plastic bottle. Repurpose it by turning it into an awesome terrarium. Just fill it with sand, pebbles, soil, and your favorite plant. It'll grow sealed right in its own ecosystem. Learn more at SheCanSTEM. A message from the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Isolated thunderstorms likely tonight, otherwise cloudy skies. Lows dip down to about 43. Winds out of the southeast, 10 to 20 miles an hour. Scattered thunderstorms likely tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 70. Mainly sunny skies and calm. Mainly clear skies and quiet again tomorrow night. Lows dip down to about 29. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 43 degrees.
Bringing some sanity to the airwaves. The Shaw 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM.
Back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going right back to the lines. Jake of Eureka, California, my friend. Thanks for calling, Jake. What's on your mind today?
Oh, I think it's a great day in America. Dan Kelly is going down in flames. And, of course, Donald Trump is going to jail. It's about time. You know, and here's the thing. The Republicans think they're going to take back the White House on pity and people feeling sorry for Donald Trump. Maybe they forgot, you know, the days of George W. Bush, when billionaires were allowed to rob us blind, and every one of them got away with it. The American people have been waiting for one of these criminal billionaires to be held accountable legally. And if it's Donald Trump who's going to be held accountable, hey, that's fine with me. I don't feel sorry for that idiot at all.
Well, Jake, thanks for calling. I always appreciate your calls. Yeah, and let me, I suppose, give a slightly more nuanced response, and that is this. No man is above the law. The woman is above the law. This guy, if you read this 34-count indictment, I only had it described to me in the Ari Melber report and a couple of others, but it was pretty thorough. It's everyone's a felony, 34 counts, first-degree fraud on business records, and that can encompass a lot of things. One of them is tax fraud. You know, he's flying Stormy Daniels around and Karen McDougal around, or the doorman around. I don't know if he flew the doorman around. He gave him 30 grand, but paying people off and deducting it so that the taxpayer is picking up part of it. That is cut and dried, black and white tax fraud. And it does no good to say, well, it's political or not. That there was a congressman. There have been many congressmen over the years, but one most recently in California, who took money, and then he had a lifestyle, and he had a girlfriend on the side, and he reported it as something different. You can't do that. I mean, you can't do that with money. You just can't do that with money. Conspiracy, he and this owner of the National Enquirer conspired to do catch and kill. And then on all of the books and records of the Trump Organization, including all their tax filings, this was shown as something false. And everybody goes, oh, it's just hush money to a point. No, well, no, it's not. It's hush money to a lot more than just one person. And number two, it's misrepresenting what it was for. And number three, taking tax deductions. You just can't do that. You really can't do that. And to Jake's point, I've got to say, I've said this before. I think it is a great day for America and a sad day for America. Why do I say that? It's a great day for America because nobody is above the law. Nobody is above the law. And if you do what he did, you get indicted. And frankly, if you do what Nixon did, you get indicted, although his vice president who took over the presidency, Gerald Ford, pardoned him. So unless Nixon's pardoned or unless Trump is pardoned, he's got to face the consequence like anybody else. And on the state charges, he could only be pardoned by the governor of New York, and she's not inclined to do it. And on the federal charges, he's not going to be pardoned by Joe Biden. Let the jury decide. Let the jury decide. There's a presumption of innocence. But the reason why I think that it's a sad day for America is any president or former president embodies two things. He wears two hats. He's the head of state, and he's also the head of government. The head of government is like a prime minister. They come and go. Prime ministers sometimes get criminally charged. It ain't great. Okay. But head of state, and we combine those roles in the presidency. In England, they don't. They have King Charles and then Rishi Sunak, the prime minister. That's the way to do it in a lot of other countries. But Donald Trump embodied our state, our nation, as well as the government. I didn't vote for him. I didn't want him. I thought he did criminal things. But to see him then go to jail is a sad day. It's also, however, a very hopeful, joyous day, proving that nobody is above the law. Now, one thing that absolutely astounds me, is how serious Republican statesmen, they're not statesmen, they're politicians, not only rally around him, but are attacking the DA. Brian Stile of Janesville. Brian Stile of Janesville, who got elected in a gerrymandered congressional seat. If that hadn't been gerrymandered, when it was a 50-50 state, Les Aspin took it. Janesville, Beloit, Kenosha, Racine, that kind of thing, Walworth County, so on. Good part of the state. When it's 50-50, it goes both ways. It goes both ways. There was a guy named Gerald Flynn, who's no relation to me, who back in the early 60s, a Democrat, represented it. Les Aspin represented it. Now Stile does because it's gerrymandered. And this guy is the chairman of the administration or administrative committee in the House. You have James Comer from Kentucky, head of the Oversight Committee, and then you have Gymnasium Jim G.Y.M. Jordan, the head of the Judiciary Committee, and they're all written letters to Bragg, attacking him, insulting him, and telling him to turn over everything he has on Trump. Right away, chop, 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 chop. And that's what they said. Bragg's great. He went back, he said, drop dead. That's what he said. And then Brian Stile the other day gave an interview and said, we are considering subpoenaing Alvin Bragg. What? You want to take away the prosecutor in probably the busiest state prosecution office in the country, who's overseeing a lot of cases, drag him to Washington so you can insult him. Brian Stile does not belong in Congress. James Comer does not belong in Congress. Gymnasium Jim G.Y.M. Jordan does not belong in Congress. Kevin McCarthy doesn't. He is attacking Bragg. You know, if you're a Republican and you say, well, I want to make sure that Trump's given his due process rights, it seems disproportionate to go after him on some things, although now, to be very honest, when they read this indictment, unless they countenance tax fraud, they're not going to say that again. But to attack the prosecutor who's gotten death threats, his wife got a death threat. They try to go after the family, his wife. And Trump called him an animal and a psychopath. Trump called him these names. Said the judge hates Trump and is biased against him, which is false. There'll be death and destruction. There'll be World War III. He's ginned up his protesters, his posse to do what they did on January 6th. Enough's enough. Tell Brian Stile, knock it off. Coming to the end of the show. Great show. Great callers, as always. Matt Flynn, director, will be back same time, same place tomorrow. Vote for Janet Protasiewicz. Get out there right now. You have four more hours. Matt Flynn, direct, sign off for today.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Max Inc. Radio with Dennis Graham from Rock Onsen.
Appreciate all the support of Mad Radio 92.7. And by the way, a tip of the hat to Civic Media. That was a great article in the Cap Times by Paul Fanlon. You guys got a great model that you're growing around the state, local interest with radio stations throughout these different markets. And a tip of the hat, and you're focusing on local music, and nobody's doing it. So great job.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday night, 6 to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I asked what kind of family she wanted. She said, a family like yours.
Learn more about adopting a teen at AdoptUSKids.org. You can't imagine the reward. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.